You're listening to How I Grow with the Seed Collection, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to best sow your seeds. Every gardener knows that feeling of excitement as spring arrives and it's time to start growing this season's plants. Armed with seed packets of your favourite varieties, the temptation is always to jump straight in. But there are a few decisions you need to make if you want to enjoy the most success over the growing season. The first and most important choice is which sowing method you'll use for each type of seed. You could sow them directly into the open soil, growing them in one spot throughout their lives. Or alternatively, you could sow them into containers, raising seedlings for transplanting later in life to their final home. Choosing which method to use is partly down to the type of seed you're using, partly the facilities and space you have available, and also just a bit of personal preference. So how do you direct sow your seeds? Direct sowing is the most straightforward method and has several advantages. It protects fragile root systems and avoids the disturbance of transplanting. It's better for growing root vegetables and other crops which react badly to their taproots being constrained. No hardening off is required, as the plants will grow in their final location and conditions from the start. No special equipment is needed either, just a suitable patch of earth. The downside to sowing direct is that you're very reliant on the weather to provide good growing conditions. A cold snap or torrential downpour can decimate emerging plants in no time. Also, pests such as slugs, snails, and birds tend to be more of a problem outdoors, finding tender new shoots impossible to resist. What about raising seedlings in containers? Raising your seedlings in containers takes a little more effort and skill, but provides several benefits over direct sowing. Starting seedlings off indoors or under glass extends the growing season in cooler climates. Raising them gives you far more control over the growing environment, from soil type to watering regimen. It's usually easier to protect against pests as well, in comparison to direct sowing. Raising seedlings for later transplantation makes better use of limited space, allowing the same outdoor patch to grow successive harvests. However, raising seedlings isn't without its problems. Some plants with delicate root systems react badly to being first constrained and then transplanted. Watering can also be more complicated in containers. An unexpectedly hot day can quickly parch the compost and kill the seedlings. Lastly, for raising seedlings, you'll need a little bit more equipment, including containers, compost, and often some type of protective cover. So next we're going to talk about sunlight and shade. Whether you're starting your seeds off directly in the soil or in containers, you'll need to choose their final position carefully. Different plants require different amounts of sunlight to flourish. Trying to grow a sun-loving plant in a shady spot is a recipe for disappointment, while planting natural shade dwellers in full sun is a waste of prime growing space. Try to remember that the amount of sunlight a particular position gets will change throughout the day and over the season. Take a little time to observe how the light behaves in your location before deciding where to plant. Plant life cycles. The life cycle of your plants will affect their ideal positioning too. Plant species come in three main growing types. Annual plants grow throughout a single season before dying off. Biennial plants complete a cycle over two seasons, while perennial plants last three or more. Take this into consideration when choosing your seed's final home. There's little point in placing a tender biennial in a spot prone to winter frost, for example, but this wouldn't matter for an annual or a hardy perennial. Lastly, it's a sensible idea to group seeds from each cycle type together. This minimizes the disruption of digging out dead annuals, which are still surrounded by living biennials or perennials. Once you've chosen your seeds, sowing method, and final location, you can get to work. Here are the step-by-step instructions for both direct sowing and raising seedlings. Method for direct sowing. Firstly, prepare the ground well by removing weeds and debris and breaking up larger clumps of soil. Water moderately, but do not soak. And optionally, dig in some well-rotted compost or manure. Sow seeds at the depth and spacing recommended on their packet. Smaller seeds can be spaced more closely and thinned out later to leave the strongest plants at the optimum distance. Larger seeds, such as legumes, should be spaced straight into their final patterns. Water the seeds in, but don't drench them. Overwet soil risks the seeds rotting before germination. Continue to water regularly according to the weather conditions, aiming for a moist but not waterlogged soil at all times. Depending on your location, slugs, snails, birds, and other pests may be a problem, so take whatever protective measures you need. And lastly, keep the soil weed-free throughout the growing season, adding further compost or plant feed as necessary, but remembering not to overdo it. Now the method for raising seedlings. Firstly, collect together your pots or other containers and wash them well. Choose sizes appropriate for the seeds and use the spacing instructions on the seed packet as a guide. Try to keep root restriction to a minimum, but there's no need to dedicate a large pot to each seed. You'll be transplanting them well before they grow to maturity. Fill your containers with good quality seed compost or other fine-grained soil, leaving a centimeter or two at the top for easy watering. Next, plant the seeds to the depth specified on the packet and cover well. Consider using a thin top layer of vermiculite or seed raising mix to help germination and protect the emerging seedlings. Water these containers moderately and place them in their starting growing position. Avoid direct sunlight, especially under glass, as this can scorch young, tender seedlings, as well as drying the soil out surprisingly quickly. Remember, containers can dry out very quickly. Once the seedlings have germinated and they're nearing their transplanting height, start to introduce them to their final planting conditions by moving the containers outside a few hours a day to harden them off. When transplanting the seedlings to their final area, make sure the soil is finely raked and weed-free. Take care when transplanting to minimize root disturbances and stem damage. Also pay attention to the weather. Plan to avoid extremes of any kind for the first few days after planting if possible. Remember to continue weeding, watering, and feeding as required, as well as keeping on top of pest control until the plants are mature and strong. Lastly, we have choosing when to sow. Whichever method you're using to sow, it's important to choose the right time to achieve the best results. The seed packet will give a good indication of typical timings, which you should adapt for your own climate. However, there are a few things to bear in mind. Different seeds take longer or shorter time periods to grow, and some seeds may not be a good fit for the length of your area's season. Raising seedlings undercover can extend the growing season, but be careful of early and late season frosts when under glass. Realistically, try and match the needed growing time with your local climate. Sowing too early indoors can lead to leggy seedlings if it stays too cold to transplant them outside. Don't be in too much of a hurry to get sowing. Seeds planted a little late will soon catch up when summer arrives. Whereas leggy plants, they rarely flourish later. For food crops which grow rather quickly, it makes sense to plant your seeds in succession. Rather than sowing a whole packet at once and then facing a glut, sow a smaller amount of seed every week or two so that growth and cropping is staggered throughout the season. This also allows you the time to make the most out of your harvest. Growing your own plants from seed is an exciting and satisfying journey, but many small details can make the difference to your success. Planning is vital. Before sowing, decide on how to give your seedlings the best start in life, and you'll be rewarded with healthy, abundant results. Now I'd like to move in to answering some of the most common questions and challenges that we hear about from our customers. One of the most common things we get asked in regards to sowing seeds is how many seeds to plant per cell tray or hole in the garden. And the answer depends a little bit on the germination rate and size of the seed. For small seeds that can be sown using the scatter method, you can sprinkle a sparse quantity over the soil surface. For larger seeds, we recommend you sow 1 to 3 per cell or hole in the garden. This way you can thin them out, selecting just the strongest one later if needed. We find lots of gardeners asking us how often they should water their seedlings. Well, there's no definitive answer to this question, but it is important to keep the soil consistently moist and never soggy. If you put your index finger into the soil, it should come out with a little bit of soil stuck to it due to the moisture, but there shouldn't be water sitting in the soil or forming a muddy slurry. Overwatering will rot your seeds. Using a spray bottle to mist the soil surface is a great way to water, especially for very small seeds that might be washed away when using a hose or watering can. Moving on from water, one of the other common questions we are asked is, why didn't my seeds germinate when I planted them in the right temperatures? Well, sowing instructions often include a temperature range. We find that it can be easy for hobby or everyday gardeners to confuse this with the weather forecast range. The temperature range printed on our sowing instructions is indicative of the soil temperature required for these seeds to germinate. So if your seeds list 18 to 22 degrees, for example, the weather outside would need to be substantially higher than that. This is why with certain seed types, it can be best to raise them as seedlings first. This gives you some more control over these factors and allows you to move them around as required or even to keep them on a heat mat, which gives the best results for seeds requiring higher temperatures. Another one we hear often, and we like this one, is, does it matter if I plant the seeds upside down? The short answer is no. Seeds are self-correcting, so it doesn't matter. They'll adjust. Technically, there is an up and a down to a seed, but nature will persist, so don't worry. The last question we'll touch on today is, how do I plant tiny seeds? This is a great question because some seeds are absolutely tiny and incredibly difficult to sow. For these varieties, we recommend mixing the seeds with some dry potting mix before sowing. This allows you to then pinch and sprinkle the mixture, which includes the seeds, into the area you've prepared for them. I hope all of you out there getting your hands dirty have found this helpful. If you have any questions about this topic or any others that you would like answered on the show, please visit www.theseedcollection.com.au/podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so please don't be shy. That address again is www.theseedcollection.com.au/podcast. You've been listening to How I Grow, produced by The Seed Collection in Knoxfield, Victoria, Australia. It is our aim to make gardening more accessible to more people, and this podcast is another way in which we're doing that. If you don't know who we are, jump online and check us out. Just Google The Seed Collection. You'll find a treasure trove of gardening info, as well as a huge range of seeds and gardening accessories. Thanks for listening.